Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be cloudy with a high near 46 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of rain after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 52. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And in the news for today, the spring nonpartisan general election will take place across Wisconsin tomorrow, Tuesday, April 5th. Voting hours across the state are from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. In Viroqua, the polling location is at the Church of Christ, 825 Nelson Parkway. The entrance for the polling place is in the back door of the church. Voters who need to register may do so on election day in person at the polling place. If you need to register to vote, please bring proof of residency. For absentee ballots to be counted, they must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. They can also be returned by hand today, Monday, April 4th, to Viroqua City Hall. Only the voter may return the ballot. You cannot drop off ballots for others. On Election Day, they must be returned to Viroqua's polling place by 8 p.m. If they are returned to City Hall on Election Day, it cannot be guaranteed they will get to the polls to be counted, so you need to bring them in to the Church of Christ that day because City Hall employees will not be at City Hall that day. Ballots postmarked or hand-delivered after April 5th cannot be counted. Outside Viroqua, there have been no changes in where to vote from the last election. In other news, new COVID-19 cases are up for the fifth day in a row, keeping in mind that the state doesn't update figures on the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rolling average is 371 cases diagnosed each day in the past week, up from 360 yesterday. It was 321 a week ago. The positivity rate, the percentage of tests coming back positive for the COVID-19 virus, is also up again to 3.3%. That 7-day average started the week at 2.9%. That from a report on the WBAY Green Bay online news service. Deaths remain low, but ended their single-digit streak after 3 days. 10 deaths brought the death toll to 12,800, or 0.92% of all cases since the start of the pandemic. The state says 8 of the 10 were in the past month. It didn't move the 7-day average, which stayed at 8 deaths per day, the WBAY reported. In Vernon County, the health department, in its weekly update from Friday, April 1st, shows community spread is still rated at high. There were 15 new confirmed cases with one new hospitalization and one new death reported due to complications from the virus. The department will be holding another free drive-through testing event at a new location. The new site is the Vernon County Health Department Erlinson Building parking lot, 318 Fairlane Drive in Viroqua, and will be held from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.